Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. These nights and days are about a lot of things. They're about compassion. They're about generosity. They're about community. They're about family. They're about prayers. They're about fasting. They're about worship. Again, in the holy month of Ramadan, whatever it is that we put in is normally what we get out. So if we put a little bit extra effort with regards to any of these things, the potential for positive output and outcome is far greater. See it as some sort of investment with real returns. And so when we examine the month of Ramadan and our relationship with it, most people, they spend a lot of time with their family and friends, eating at iftar or gathering together at suhoor or whatever it might be, in order that they're able to truly maximize on this reality of community, which again is so important. And that, as we've learned over the last several years, community is that much more important to our spiritual growth for many people. But at the same time, not to the neglect or not to the detriment of our personal worship and solitude. And that's really, really important for any individual during the holy month of Ramadan to find that balance. Because as much as we spend time with people, there also has to be some time, of course, that is dedicated in solitude of worship of our Creator. And it's not only about increasing our sincerity during this holy month, which almost comes natural, and not only perfecting our rituals by means of understanding the law perhaps with a little bit more depth, but literally increasing the amount that we're engaging in our worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a really common phrase that's often thrown around in religious circles known as spiritual burnout, whereby people, they set very lofty goals for themselves. For instance, before the month of Ramadan, you set this really lofty goal, and 1 week in, you realize you're not going to be able to attain it, so you give up entirely. It's not about that. It's about setting real, tangible goals that you know that you're able to achieve so that you can get there and perhaps even exceed them so that you feel positive, you feel good about your efforts, and you feel more sustained to continue and grow. But during the holy month of Ramadan, as much as we are virtually encouraged to set those meaningful goals for ourselves, go and push yourself a little bit further. Because it's not sufficient for me to say, for instance, that I'm going to perform all of my obligatory prayers if I already perform them. Or for someone who's not keeping up with their prayers, for instance, that they say that during the month of Ramadan, I'm going to start to perform all of my daily prayers. Because that is something that is undoubtedly sustainable, and we all have the potential and capacity to get there, but how can you increase a little bit more? I'll give you an example. If someone goes out running, and they consistently run 1 mile every single day, or every third day, or whatever it might be, you always want to grow in your capacity to running a little bit more. So it's not sufficient for you to consistently tell yourself that I'm only going to run 1 mile, when you can perhaps run one and a third tomorrow. So you increase that capacity, and once you get there, you know that you're able to run 1.3 miles, for instance. So the next time, you're more encouraged to run a little bit more than 1 mile. Sorry for the math equation over here, but getting back to our individual worship and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we increase our capacity a little bit more in these early days of the holy month of Ramadan? And again, at the same time, reach something that is sustainable, not to the extent that we experience some sort of spiritual burnout where we give up entirely. I don't know what that is for you, but use these days and nights to reflect, to contemplate, to even push ourselves a little bit more, and to test out how much it is that we can pray, or how much of the Quran that we can read again, as long as it's with contemplation and reflection and with the depth of understanding, there is this desire to actually put ourselves out there and do even more. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will help you if you make that firm intention toward allowing for this worship to be some sort of transformational experience. And in this beautiful dua from Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, dua Makarim al-Akhlaq, which we've quoted in other nights, he states, وَلَا تَبْتَلِيَنِي بِالْكَسَلِي أَنْ إِبَادَتِكَ وَلَا الْعَمَى أَنْ سَبِيلِكَ وَلَا بِالتَّعَرُّضِي لِخَلَافِ مَحَبَّتِكَ. He says, O Allah, do not try me, do not test me with laziness in worship of you. Again, for many people, during the beginning of the holy month, they feel that extra energy and you feel more inspired to exert yourself. But once we get to the middle of the month of Ramadan, we begin to walk through the motions, so to say, and tell yourself, or we tell ourselves, that, you know, it's not that serious. I already did so much. I'm fasting during the day. Why should I spend so much time in worship in the night? No. However much you're doing, you can do a little bit more. Again, but make it sustainable such that you're able to reach those goals. Not to push yourself so far as to give up entirely, but not to do so little that you know that you have the capacity to do more. So again, he states, وَلَا تَبْتَلِيَنِي بِالْكَسَلِي أَنْ إِبَادَتِكَ. Oh Allah, don't try me with laziness. Don't put me through that test. Do not put me through that examination, because I want that worship and that conversation and that supplication that I make with you to be sweet, to be an expression of my love for you. وَلَا الْعَمَى عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ. And do not blind me to your path. Allow for me to see light in this journey to get closer to you. That I see and I appreciate the moments of these nights and days, even though they're incredibly challenging and incredibly difficult. وَلَا بِالتَّعَرُّضِ لِخَلَافِ مَحَبَّتِكَ. And do not allow for me to undertake anything that opposes my love for you. Again, through this manifestation of our worship in the celestial realm, we don't know how close our souls are finding in terms of its proximity toward true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through that exertion and through that devotion, we're able to feel something and attain something that becomes a part of who we are and our spiritual identity. Don't be lazy, so push yourself. When we go back to the example of the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we see that one day Abu Basir, he approaches Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and says, did the Prophet alayhi salam increase in his worship during the course of these days? He said, yes. Because remember that the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, no one could be more sincere than him. So the way that he demonstrated his love of God is that he would just do more. And so we look at our own selves and we look at our own deeds and we hold our own actions to account and see not only where I can improve with regards to their intention, but how I can also put forth and do a little bit more. And by the way, if we haven't set goals for ourselves during these nights of the holy month of Ramadan, it's not too late. Set physical goals that you want to attain. Again, if you don't pray regularly, make the intention to pray regularly and a little bit. If you don't recite the Quran, or if you recite it a certain amount, set the goal to recite a little bit more than you've already set out to do. Because again, when you exert yourself and you take that step and you work for the cause of God in order to perfect and purify these hearts and souls that are so desperate in need of some sort of purification, you'll just find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will help facilitate by His blessing, by His grace, by His tawfiq. And we ask God to continue to support us on this journey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahreen.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram at Fayaz Jaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.